This is the SDSU Extension Radio Network. I'm Pam Geppert. Small grain planting has begun in parts of South Dakota, with the frost leaving the ground and temperatures climbing into the 30s and 40s. SDSU Extension agronomist David Karkey reports soils are dry and some farmers are waiting for moisture.
Earlier in the growth stage, crops don't need that much moisture to get going either. So either way works, but you don't want to wait too long either. There's a saying that seeds don't grow in the bags type thing. And good thing is, with this drier weather, you know, you can go into the field, you know, early enough or in timely manner, I should say, so that your small grains beat the heat in June and July.
Karkey is preparing the small grain variety trials, which test performance of oats, spring wheat, barley, and winter wheat across the state. He encourages growers to study last year's performance data as a guide in selecting lines which are suited to their needs, taking into account not only yield, but other traits such as test weight and disease tolerance in oat varieties.
Ground rust is very important, and then we also rate for our lines for barley yellow dwarf virus tolerance. So those are the other agronomic traits. You know, some folks like to look at height or, you know, if it lodges or not type thing. So there are other things, you know, rather than just one yield factor.
Karkey states the South Dakota oat lines such as Momentum, Titan, and Buffalo, as well as several varieties from private breeders, have done well in the region the past 3 years. Roughly 50% of the oats seeded every year are intended to be harvested as forage, but this year, with moisture in question, Karkey believes that percentage may be higher. For details on oat variety performance, visit the crops page at extension.sdstate.edu.